Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Today's episode is sponsored by Dipsy and Tinder. Hi, besties. Welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. If you're new here, hello. My name is Ashley. I'm so happy to have you. So before we get into today's episode, I just want to thank anyone who bought a hoodie from my merch launch. I am pre-recording this, so I have no idea how many or if anyone actually bought a hoodie. This episode is going to be the one following immediately after the merch launch. So I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for believing in me. Thank you for just buying this hoodie that means so much to me. I'm so excited for it to be out in the world, for all of my besties all over the world to be wearing it. And I just love you so much. So thank you. And thank you to anyone who entered the giveaways. I love you. Huge life update. I am currently in the process of moving. Again, I posted it on my story and so many of you were like, why are you moving? Like, you literally just moved. I know, but sometimes life happens, things fall apart, so better things can happen. And it's literally my dream house. Like, if I haven't shown you guys already on my stories and stuff, I cannot wait to show you. It is beautiful. But the reason I'm sharing this with you is because this week is just so chaotic. I'm literally sitting in my living room, which I don't normally do. I usually record in my studio. This week has been so crazy. And with it being so crazy, I just wanted to record a really stress-free, feel-good episode. So the other day, I was listening to On My Mind by Ava Jules, and the episode was Little Things in Life That Make Life Worth Living. And after listening to it, I just felt so good. I felt energized after listening to it. I think with my podcast, I talk a lot about struggles and how to get through struggles. I talk about how to turn a negative and turn it into a positive. But I don't think I put out enough episodes of positive things, about feel-good things. So for today, that's exactly what I want to do. I want to give you an episode that reminds you to find joy in the little things, to have gratitude. And this episode is fully inspired by Ava. Full credit to Ava. I will link her episode if you want to listen to it. But let's just get into it. I hope you enjoy. Go for a walk, go for a drive, put this on and do your favorite activity. And I just hope it makes you feel so good. So I made a list in my notes app called The Best Things in Life, and I split it into four different categories. I have feelings, experiences, senses, and connections, and there are so many. So this, if you like this episode, let me know and I'll do a part two, but I have so many. So we're gonna start with feelings. The feeling of taking a shower after a long day in the sun, oh my God, that, like, I will not argue about that. That is top five best feelings, especially when you've been at the beach all day or you've just been with people you love all day. You've had a day, you're exhausted, you're ready for self-care, you're sun-kissed, your skin looks amazing, feels amazing. Then you get out of the shower and you moisturize and you put aloe on. You just look and feel like a goddess. chef's kiss, favorite feeling ever.
The feeling of waking up in the middle of the night and knowing you have a few hours to sleep. I especially liked this feeling when I was in school and when I had work, because I had such bad anxiety around going to work, going to school. I think I have anxiety around anything that pertains to me having to actually go and do something. Anything that I'm expected to do that I don't want to do gives me a lot of anxiety. So when I would wake up before my alarm, having the realization, like, thank God I don't have to go yet, like, I can still sleep, I'm so cozy, I don't have to be anywhere right now but in my bed, the best feeling.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
The feeling of walking around outside without shoes on. I was that child who walked around my neighborhood, walked around anywhere outside without my shoes on. My parents had to beg me and scold me to put my shoes on, especially riding a bike. I would get my toe stuck in the pedal because I refused to put shoes on, but I wanted to ride my bike. As an adult, I have really come to appreciate any moment that I have to go outside without my shoes on, because obviously society pushes us to wear shoes. They're like, you fucking freaks, put your shoes on. But when you really think about it, like, we weren't meant to wear shoes. The reason it feels good is because it's natural. Like I said, there's a lot on this list, so I'm going to move on to the next category that I made, and that's experiences. So moments where you feel present and you remind yourself to be present. Taking a moment in, not being on your phone, being fully immersed in the moment and appreciating the moment before it passes. Like, have you ever been in a moment where maybe you've been waiting for a concert? Like, I was just at Taylor Swift and I'd been waiting months to go, and you're finally there and you take a moment and think to yourself, this moment where I am right now is so important to me, but it will pass. So I need to really be here, be present, take it all in, enjoy myself, appreciate this moment, because in a couple months, I'm going to be looking back on it and missing it so much. Next, something that you were manifesting but forgot about it and it comes to fruition. Like, obviously, anything that you manifest that comes to fruition is amazing, but there's something magical about manifesting something for so long and it not happening, so you let go of it or you forget about it, and then somewhere down the line, it just comes into your life. It's kind of like when people say things happen when you least expect them to, or you stop trying. Like, people say love comes to you when you stop seeking out a partner. It's kind of the same thing. When I think about experiences like this, I think about things like finding an item at a thrift store that you really wanted for a long time. You wanted to purchase, but it was too much money, or you couldn't find it online. And then you go into a thrift store and there it is, it's like $2, and it feels like you just struck gold. It's almost like getting a present that you've waited for a really long time. Signs when you need them. I am a huge angel number girly. When I was going through my first spiritual awakening, I was always looking for signs, but they wouldn't come unless I really, really needed them. Or again, maybe I wasn't looking for them, but they just appeared when I needed them. Whether that's seeing angel numbers, seeing a note or a sign
on a license plate, hearing a song that means a lot to you. Signs give you comfort, but they also give you clarity and reassurance. If any of you followed me in 2021, I believe, on TikTok, I posted a video talking about this insane sign. So basically, I was driving to work at the job that I'm obviously not at anymore. And I said out loud, I said, universe, gods, whoever is listening, if I'm on the right path and I should quit my job, show me an owl. I want to see an owl in the next 24 hours. And if I don't, I will stay at this job and I won't do anything about it. So I go to work. It's like right before Christmas break. So I worked at an elementary school. So the kids were opening presents that one of our coworkers had given to them. And this coworker and I had no discussion about what gift she was giving to the students. So we're sitting around watching them opening their presents. And my student that I was working with on that day opens hers. And it's a sparkly purple and blue owl. And the second that she opened it, my heart fell to my asshole in the best way possible. It just gave me so much clarity. Like, no, this is not what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to be working here. You're supposed to be out there following your dreams. Like, if you don't do this now, you'll never do it. So quit. And naturally, I didn't quit for another year. But it was still something that stuck with me and I took with me throughout my journey and was one of the reasons I did end up quitting and is now the reason why I am so obsessed with owls. So if you ever see me with an owl talking about owls, that is why. Okay, next, doing your makeup with your girlfriends, like getting ready before you guys go out together. I think this is one of the most sacred experiences you can have. There is just something so special about being a girl and sharing a moment like that with other girls. It's so intimate and beautiful in a way. It's like a bonding moment. You're listening to music, you're hyping each other up, you're helping each other do each other's hair, makeup, trying on each other's clothes. It's just bonding at its finest. And in my opinion, it's something that guys will never understand. Moving on, strangers paying it forward. Nothing feels better than when you're in a drive-thru and you get up to the window and they're like, oh, you're good, they paid for you. What do you mean they paid for me? They paid for my $2 coffee? Thank you. I don't care if it was 10 cents. Thank you for giving your 10 cents to me, the less fortunate. Especially when you're balling on a budget, when you have little to no money, but you still want to treat yourself to a tasty little coffee. And you do have a little bit of anxiety for spending your last few dollars on that coffee. Like, yeah, it is self-care, but is it also self-sabotage? I don't know. But all of that anxiety goes away when you get up to the window and they say, you're good. They paid for your order. I could be having the worst day of my entire life, and if someone pays for my coffee or my Taco Bell, that's a win in my book. A win is a win. A good makeup or hair day. I cannot express to you the pain that fills my body when I am trying to get my hair the way that I want it and it doesn't go the way that I want it. When I'm trying to make the perfect messy bun or slick back hairstyle and my hair is just going so hard against me. Worst thing ever. But we're not talking about the worst thing ever. We're talking about the best thing ever. The best thing ever is when you don't even have to try. Your hair, you wake up, your hair is just on one today. On one in the best way possible. One of the reasons I love when your hair is just hairing the way it's supposed to is you don't really have to wear makeup. When my hair is curled and I look like a Greek goddess, when my hair is just perfectly slicked back and there's no bumps and I look like a clean girl, the clean girl aesthetic, I'm not doing my makeup. I might put some highlighter on, some lip gloss, maybe some eyebrow gel, but that's it. Because I don't have to do much because I just look good. And that goes for a good makeup day too. If I'm having a good makeup day, I know that I could just do a slick back ponytail bun and I'm going to look and feel like that girl. Main character moments. You know when you're having a main character moment, you just feel it. You feel different. The vibe is different. Sometimes it takes having to romanticize your own life to feel like the main character, but sometimes it's just the vibe. The setting is, I'm in a movie, I'm the main character, this is what's happening. For example, when you leave a movie theater, I cannot explain to you the weird dark magic that happens when you leave that movie theater, especially at night. You're walking out to your car, everything feels different. You just feel like nothing in the world matters but you. I am just this small town girl going to my car, about to drive home. You know, I'm looking up at the sky and I just went to the movie. So old fashioned of me. Like, I could have streamed it on Netflix. I could have illegally downloaded it on my phone. I could have honestly watched the entire movie on TikTok because they do that now. But I'm not. I went to the movie theater with my boyfriend. You know, I had popcorn and I'm going to go home now and mysteriously look out the window and think about my life. And that's just, you know, that's what happens when you're the main character. Like, times like that, or when you, I don't know, sneak out of your house and it's the middle of the night and you're hanging out with your friends and everyone's asleep and you just feel like the only people in the entire world because everyone is just snoozing in their bed. You're laying down in a field at 4 a.m., don't know where you are, what's happening, but you're doing it. No one else is. You are. And you know why? Because you're the main character. Also, sorry if you hear birds chirping. The birds are loud today. The birds are like, we are the main character, bitch. Last thing on experiences, experiencing something for the first time. There are so many songs that I listen to now and I'm like, I wish I could go back and experience the first time I listened to this song, because there's some music that you hear for the first time and you quite literally have an out-of-body experience. There's some music that just gets your body tingling. You're like, oh my God, what is this sorcery? This is insane. No matter how much you love the song, no matter how many times you listen to it, it's never going to hit the same as when you listen to it the first time. And that goes for movies, TV shows. I can't express to you the whirlwind that was me watching Love Island for the first time. Love Island was one of those things where everyone was like, watch it, watch it, watch it. And I was like, no, I don't really want to. I watched it. I binged it in one day. Well, not every season, but like one season, full day. And I think that goes for experiencing anything for the first time, whether it's a first kiss, a first date, going to your first concert, visiting a place for the first time. The first time is just magic because it's new and new things are fun and exciting. Moving on to the next category, which is senses, so like things that you hear, taste, smell, see. Your senses, we know this, okay. Waking up in the middle of the night and drinking water. You know those memes where it's a kid chugging water after being outside and they're like hyperventilating, like breathing so loud while they're drinking? That's how I imagine I look and sound when I wake up and there's a fresh glass of water next to my bed. I refuse to drink water before bed because I'm terrified of peeing my bed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say that, but I am. So sometimes I wake up at like 3 a.m. and I am parched, so dehydrated, and the water's just right next to me. And not only is it amazing, but I'm amazing for putting my water there and looking out for me. Like, what would I do without past me? The first bite of food when you're really hungry, I remember specifically whenever I would get Taco Bell growing up, I would have the first bite of a crunchy taco in the car with my mom. And every time I'd be like, Mom, why does the first bite of my taco taste so good? She's like, I don't fucking know. You're hungry? Like, I don't know. I don't really have much to say on this. Just when you're really hungry and you gotta eat and you finally eat, it's like, this is what I want. This is what I need. Bless. Number three, the first coffee of the day. Listen, I am a coffee girly. I have, I want to say 2 to 3 coffees a day. And I don't like the idea of making one coffee feel more important than the next because all coffee is good coffee. But when I go to bed at night, I am thinking of my iced coffee. I go to bed thinking, okay, what kind of iced coffee do I want? Do I want to make it? Do I want to go to Dunkin'? Do I want to get crazy and go to a local coffee shop, which I don't typically do because, let's be honest, a lot of local coffee shops aren't that good. Their almond milk tastes like cardboard. But I wake up and I know everyone's going to say, you need to drink water before you drink your coffee in the morning. You need to give yourself an hour before you drink your coffee. No. I mean, sometimes if I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to be a health girly today, yeah. But most times that's not happening. I wake up, I brush my teeth, I go downstairs, and I make a coffee, and it is the best start to my day. Going off of that, one of the best things is when you go and get a coffee and it's made perfectly. The color is just the way you like it. It tastes amazing. The texture isn't off, because sometimes you get a latte and the texture is a little freaky. Sometimes the coffee like breaks up with the almond milk and there's like little curds just like floating around your coffee. Gag. No. But when you get that coffee, that perfect brown color, the perfect amount of ice, delicious. Number four, getting into bed with fresh sheets. Listen, I don't love the act of washing the sheets and putting the sheets back on the bed, but I do like when I'm really tired and the sheets are clean and they're warm and I get in and I feel snug as a bug. I also really love when you make your room super cold, AC is blasting, and your sheets are warm, your blankets are warm, the temperature is just perfect. You're not too hot, not too cold. The best sleep you'll ever get. Speaking of not too hot, not too cold, fall weather, when it's warm enough to wear shorts, but cold enough to wear a sweater or a big hoodie, that is my ideal weather, temperature, season. I am definitely a small bottoms, big top girly, and fall is the perfect opportunity for me to do that. Okay, lastly for senses, the sound of summer. I fucking love when I can hear the birds chirping. There's one specific bird. You all know, we've heard it on TikTok. It's like, kind of sounds like an owl, but it's not, it's a bird. I think owls are birds, but you know what I mean. A typical bird, and it sounds like an owl. You also may hear the woodpeckers of the world pecking at the wood. Love that sound. Crickets. I also love thunderstorms. Not the crazy thunderstorms, but the very faint thunder rumbling. You get what I'm saying. I love the sound of summer. Very nostalgic, very comforting. Best thing ever. So we're just going to move on to the last category, which I labeled as connections because it pertains to connecting with others. You get what I mean? So number one, non-physical compliments. Listen, don't get me wrong. I love when someone says, you are so sexy, you are so beautiful, so pretty, prettiest girl ever. But it's like, okay, we know, bare minimum, right? But if someone's gonna say, you are such a hard worker, you are so talented, you are so inspirational, you are so smart, when they compliment your character, your personality, that takes me out. That is the icing on the cake and all I could ever ask for in a compliment, because it means you actually care about me. You're actually listening. You actually see me for who I am rather than just like a pretty girl, because anyone can offer that. Anyone can be beautiful. Not to be a pick me and be like, I'm not like the other girls, but I'm not. We're not. You're not like me. I'm not like you. We all have something else to offer than our looks. Next, this made me think of you people. If you want to know the weight of my heart, it is exactly that. If you send me a meme and say, this made me think of you. You send me a song and say, I think you'll really like this. You make me a playlist of songs that you know I'll love. You send me a playlist of songs you know I'll love. You text me and say, hey, thinking of you because I saw this thing. I will fall in love with you. We will be besties for life. Because not a lot of people do that. I'm not someone who likes to keep thoughts to myself. And I also saw something that said, never keep a compliment to yourself. Not to say that this is a compliment, but when you think something good of someone, you should share it because it might mean a lot to them. And I also am always looking for ways to show the people in my life how much they mean to me and how much I love them and I want them to feel good. So if I randomly think of them or I see something that reminds me of them, I'm gonna tell them. And I think that's the best thing in the world. Men, if you're listening, Josh, my boyfriend, if you're listening, do this more. You want a girl to fall in love with you? Do this. All right, moving on to the last two. Number three, texting someone throughout the day just because you love talking to them. And that even goes for like FaceTiming. Like, do you ever FaceTime your bestie just because you're lonely and you want to talk to them? You love their company, so you just stay on FaceTime, not saying a word to each other, but you're both still on the line. I think having that type of connection with a friend, a partner, a family member is so rare. To have someone that doesn't care what you're talking about or what you're doing or what you're not doing, they just enjoy your company so much that being in silence with you or texting nonsense is better to them than waiting to talk to you when they have something to say or have something to do. Okay, the last one I'm going to share with you today on my list is waking up to a good morning text. I think it kind of plays off of everything I was just talking about. Waking up to a good morning text shows you that someone cares about you and they're thinking of you. They didn't have to send you a good morning text. They could have easily just woken up and went on with their day, especially when it's a very thought out, well-written good morning text. Like, they texted it before they went to bed knowing that you would wake up to that message. I think we get a lot of those when we get into relationships and they're fresh relationships, but still continuing to get them throughout your relationship or throughout a friendship, like waking up to your best friend's text on a morning that you know you're gonna have a stressful day or a busy day or an important day, and having a text from your friend saying like, hey, I hope your day's awesome, you are gonna kill it, I love you, text me later, let me know how it goes, just gets you in the right mood, the right headspace, and it helps you achieve the day that you want to have. I know for me, sometimes waking up in the morning can be really fucking hard. And again, for me, and I know for a lot of people, unfortunately, our phones are the first thing that we reach for when we wake up. So, I mean, if you're going to look at your phone right when your eyes peel open, you might as well wake up to a message that is meaningful from someone that you love and care about. So that is where I'm going to end today's episode. Again, I got inspiration from Ava. I will link her episode for you if you want to listen to it. But there is a lot more on my list. So if you did enjoy this episode, let me know and I will record a part two of it. Before I started recording this episode, I was really, really stressed out, but I'm feeling good. So I hope you feel the same way. I hope this episode lifted you up. And if you ever need that in the future, I hope you come back and listen to it. I would love if you let me know little things in your life that you love and that you appreciate. I know that on Spotify, I can leave a question, so I'll put that below this episode for you to respond to. But you could also DM me on Instagram. You can message me in our group chat. There's a Trying Not to Care group chat now where you can respond there. You can talk to me, talk to people who also listen to Trying Not to Care. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to today's episode, besties. I love you so much. Let me know what you think. And I will talk to you next time. I love you, besties. Bye.